Hayim Yim Dalad Nisan. Avedas Bale Asokim Mishalakas Lishne Seifim Ikrim. The divine service of the average layman, a businessman, comprises two fundamental categories. Aleph, Ha'aveda Matzme. The first one is the Aveda with oneself. Be'es Oske Mamesh B'Shoa Apnuyo. When he is in the middle of doing business, but he has some free time. B'yoshve B'chanus V'kademe. When he sits in the store and the like. Yilmeid Mishne Mishnayas Perek Tanya. He should learn a Mishnayas, a Mishne. He should learn a Perek Tanya. V'yiyeloi Eze Divretero. K'may Chumesh Mishnayas Tanya. She'yihye Boki Bohem Ba'al Peh. And he should have some words of Torah, for example, Chumash or Mishnayos or Tanya, that he should be fluent in them, and he should have memorized them by heart. Leman sheyuchel lachzer aleihem beholchei berchev bashuk v'kadema, so he can review those words of Torah when he walks the streets or in the market and the like. Beis ha'avedim zelose. The second category is divine service, the aveda with his fellow. Beis hadibur binyone esek. When he is involved with his friend talking business. Yisavev hadibur lesaper eza sipur techni. He should divert the conversation to relate a story with a message of content. Velimtzoi ilo vesibo, and to find a pretext and a reason. Le'erer al dvar limud v'keitzu b'zeh. To encourage his friend to study Torah and the like. So this is from a letter of the Friedrich Rebbe, which we came across portions of this letter, several Hayyim Yames. There are about five Hayyim Yames taken from this letter about the role of a businessman. First, the Rebbe addresses how a businessman has to have bitochen in order for him not to have sleepless nights. His intellect should take control and have faith in the Eibishter, that the Eibishter brings brochen. This is based on the fact that the mind, the intellect, controls the emotions. Never to have to worry about panosa. But then, the most important part is you have to know what is your role. What does Hashem want from you? And the Eibishter wants from you that during your business, you should find time for yourself to take a break and study Torah, and also to encourage others while you do business with them. Use that opportunity to influence them to study Torah, to make a fabrengen, talk to each other with Avos Yisrael, with love, and this brings tremendous results. The Rebbe concludes with the very famous story of Rebbe Le'Abeler, that the Rebbe Marash told him, I envy you. When you go in the marketplace, what you are able to accomplish by sharing a word of Torah, by influencing others to learn Torah, the Rebbe Marash says, I envy you. I cannot do this. And you can. And Rebbe Elia lived with this for tens of years himself, and he influenced others. And the Friedrich Rebbe, when he heard the story from him, 30 years later, he can see the life and the passion in Rebbe Elia as if he heard it from the Rebbe Marash only today. And this is the function and the job of a businessman. This is what Hashem wants from him, and this is why he is in business.